Hey, stranger. It's been a while since I last heard from you. I hope you're doing well. I figured I would write a little Christmas card for the holidays. I got my hands on a stationery set that I thought was so cute. It's got cute little reindeers on them and all these little snowflakes. Oh, it's adorable. I don't think it's ever come across my mind to do something so personal since we last talked. Something about physically writing to you is kind of cathartic to me. I know it sounds weird. I know you may get this, and you might just toss it out. Who knows? You're probably tired, and rightfully so, working so hard these days to build your little future. How's your wife? I'm sorry if that's too soon. I heard the wedding went well. Sorry I couldn't make it. I don't think I got the invite. I also didn't get the invite for your housewarming party. You have my address. You know where I am, and you can always find me here. Which is weird that I didn't get the notice. You upped and left the city as fast as you could. I know the bustling life was getting overwhelming, and you needed the space for you and your wife and your dog. I totally get it. The city can really take a toll on you, and sometimes you just need that space. But I miss Buddy. Please give him some head pats from me. I hope your holidays are going well. I haven't even touched my Christmas shopping list yet. To be honest, I was thinking of getting a little something for you. Like a belated housewarming gift. Hold that thought, though. I haven't quite decided. Do you like kitchen supplies? Anyway, I don't mean to intrude so much. I'm sorry for my behavior. Sometimes it's hard to express myself without writing it all down like this. You probably think I'm a coward this way, spilling my guts out on some paper. But remember when you used to tell me to write out my feelings? I never did when you told me, but I figured, maybe this is closure between you and I. Start fresh for the coming year. Maybe we can work something out. I'm working on myself these days. I know I scared you, and that's why you left me. I'm sorry. Since that night, I couldn't stop thinking about how things would have been if it wasn't for my impulsive actions. It really was not my intention, and I'm sorry you reacted the way you did. I think at the end of it all, you didn't understand where I was coming from. You didn't give me a chance. I woke up and you were gone. No questions asked. You told me I was getting aggressive with my yelling and breaking shit. But I wasn't mad at you. I wasn't yelling at you. I was just frustrated. You know, I would never blame you for anything, even now. You're so far away. How much I would kill to just hold you in my arms again. I miss you. There, I said it. And I still think that I love you. And somewhere in there, I think you love me too. By now, you probably would not have gone past the first paragraph of this letter, but that's all right. I'll have my own peace knowing that this card has been received and you will never hear from me again. I promise you. You know, now that we're being honest with each other, I hope you can find the time to reflect a little bit on what I truly wanted to say to you after all those months. I never wanted to make you hurt, but there's some sick, sad desire in me that I couldn't shake off. So it manifested into those tantrums. I projected onto, you know, tossing things around and being impulsive. I don't know if it was your body, your personality, your innocence, in a way, oblivious to the rotten world around you. I wanted to corrupt you. I wanted you to suffer for me in ways you never thought you could. When I think about smashing your head against the walls, I go crazy. The thought of your blood all over me made me so hot and horny. I could just touch myself right then and there. I kept it hidden. I waited until you weren't home so that I could masturbate. Thinking about it now, thinking about your end, I'm so wet. I remember you enjoyed watching me put on a little show for you. It's too bad I can't show you anymore. But please note, it's becoming harder to form cohesive sentences as I write this. Oh, fuck. I want you. Oh, fuck. I want you to know how fucked I truly am. I'm nothing like your cunt wife, but I know she doesn't do you in like I do. I know you so well. You can't keep fucking hiding from your true self, you fucking coward. You wanted all the pain. Because you were hurting too. You needed that release. I could have given it to you. Oh, fuck, I'm so wet. Oh, I wanna hurt you. Thought about slashing your stomach open in the middle of the night while you lay so immaculately in our bed. Fuck. Driving the knife into your sternum. And just cut. Fuck. Oh, cut right through. Digging into your guts. I thought about gouging out your eyes with my bare hands. Fuck. Smash your teeth into your gums. Use your blood to get me off. Wet, warm, sticky. Your blood and your cum. Oh, fuck. Sending me into overdrive. I want to see you bleed. I want to see you bleed for me. Oh, fuck. Hacking off your fucking cock and keeping it as trophy. Dead men can't say shit. All they know is pleasure. Oh, fuck. I'm so turned on right now. I'm stuffing my fucking cunt with my fingers. Wishing it was your cock. Oh, by now, you definitely would not get to read this bit. And that's perfectly fine. Oh, fuck. This is more for me than it is for you at this point. Oh, I'm so turned on. Fingering my cunt to these violent scenarios, wishing I could have done them sooner before it was too late. Oh, it's too bad. It's too bad I won't witness the end. Oh, but it's so fucking close. It's so close. I wish you could hear me right now. I'm so desperate to come. I've always wanted to kill you. Oh, we're getting so, so close. Oh, I can't fucking wait. Nothing fucking matters after the first paragraph. I could care less who gets to this first. Oh, maybe your wife comes and finds it. She checks the mail one morning and, oh, it's a letter from your ex, babe. Should I throw it out? Being the absolute nosy whore that she is, she'll probably keep it and tiptoe down the hallway in your house. The second floor, to the last door on the right, you know, where the office is. With her stupid fucking coffee mug. Oh, fuck. To cozy in and get started for the day. And read what pathetic shit I could have said to you this time. That's fine. It truly is the icing on the cake if you get to open this letter. Whether you make it to the end or not. Maybe you want to be entertained a little for the holidays, you know? Reminisce about the past. Sit on the couch with your wife right before you put on that stupid fucking Hallmark film that you forced me to watch once. It was god-awful. I'm sure your wife loves it all. I'm sure your wife is so fucking thrilled about it. I'm so... Oh, fuck. I'm getting sidetracked. And I'm so ready to come. Oh, you fucking whore. I did a bit of research. It took some time. But I wanted to make sure that this would go exactly how I wanted it to, and it's going to. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Yes. Oh, fuck, you stupid fucking whore. Fuck. Oh, you're gonna fucking die. I promise. I'm gonna kill you. Slowly. It doesn't matter if you do or your wife does. Either way, I'll kill you. It'll fucking kill you. I'll drain the life out of you. Oh, fuck. special touch to this letter. I hope you can figure it out. The initial onset may or may not be sudden. Before you know it, it's too late. You've opened the letter. You've inhaled all that's in it. Ever seen an anthrax victim? It's disgusting. Never seen it in real life, and, you know, that kind of sucks. I think you'd look so good. So sexy. The burns all over your skin. You gasping for air. Choking. Dying. Oh well. Oh fucking well. It's my special gift to you. I hope you enjoy it. Happy holidays. I love you.